Hi, everyone. Bringing you your daily inspiration, it's the Christian Science Daily Lift podcast. Today, we have Christian Science practitioner Jenny Sawyer. She's from Boston, Massachusetts.
The guy sitting in front of me at the a cappella concert couldn't believe his ears. As the woman on stage hit and sustained one of the most amazing notes we'd all ever heard, he rocketed out of his seat, spun around in the aisle, and sat back down with his arms raised in praise. Now, I'm not exactly the type to rocket out of my chair in awe, but that incident has made me think more about my own moments of praise, especially as they relate to worship. "Praise ye the Lord," says the Bible. What's the power of feeling a surge of joy, a rush of appreciation, a wave of gratitude for God's immense, unparalleled goodness? One time, when I had a cold, really feeling grateful to God in spite of some pretty unpleasant symptoms totally transformed my experience. I admit that feeling miserable doesn't tend to stir up deep feelings of gratitude. But I've learned through my study of Christian Science that it's always possible to be grateful, even during hard times, because God's goodness is a constant. It's always present. And an acknowledgement of that goodness helps bring it to light. That's what it did for me when I wasn't well. As the day wore on, I actually started to feel buoyant. Maybe not springing out of my chair buoyant, but lifted up by my conviction that God really was so good. By the next morning, the cold symptoms had already started to fade, and by the end of that day, I was healed. Our individual thanksgiving to God may not always look like an enthusiastic display of awe or gratitude, but it doesn't really matter how we choose to express our appreciation. The effect of praising God for his blessings always makes God feel nearer and reveals even more of his goodness right here with us.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.